But rather, Aristotle envisions God as this perfect sphere, mind that's sort of enclosed upon itself, thinking only about itself, and in love with real perfection. And then he thinks that all the rest of the universe moves by virtue of attraction toward this utterly perfect spherical being. It's a very different conception of God than you and I might tend to have, but there's something very noble about it, namely the notion of God as pure mind, and the notion of God as something that is so perfect that everything else would be attracted to it. This notion has had its influence upon various forms of patristic and medieval and modern theology. I point them out here simply as an example of what Aristotle may be thinking about in Book 10 of the Nicomachean Ethics, when he says that the life of contemplation ultimately can be a source of the greatest possible happiness. He says so in the middle of the book here, largely because this would be for a human being to think about the most noble thing there is. And he's mindful that not everybody is going to have the opportunity to do this, that the slaves of his world would have been busy scratching out an existence, that many of the merchants of his world would not have had time for these kind of considerations, and that even the authorities in matters of, say, politics or matters of poetics or matters of technology, they too would have been using their genius and getting to the real happiness that consists in the real use of our abilities. And yet they would have been considering various things that are still of this earth and of this world. Aristotle therefore urges that perhaps yet a greater happiness can come by spending one's time and using one's mind and using one's ability to contemplate on contemplating the most noble type of object. And hence his consideration that this sort of contemplation perhaps should be regarded as the source of the greatest possible kind of happiness. Mindful of that, Aristotle has offered us, and I'd like here to turn to the appreciation of all of what he said, Aristotle has offered us in his ethics a very wide-ranging ethics. Let's try to review for a minute what it is that this ethics consists in, and then try to spend some time thinking about the legacy that this kind of thinking has offered for us. Namely, every generation of human history has to face some of these great questions. And Aristotle's way of facing it is, I think, an effort at making a very balanced and moderate review of the material. He's interested in talking about ethics, that is, human custom, and the ways in which we judge that human custom. And he's looking at the ways in which vast numbers of people can gain happiness. He's insistent upon his review that in thinking about these questions, that we are always forced back to the notion that happiness is our final end, because it is that goal for which there is no previous goal assignable. That is, other goals could be very much identified. We want to have enough to eat. We want to have enough to wear. We want to have a warm place to stay. We'd like to be able to do interesting things with our time. We'd like to have various friends. But for each one of those other possible goals that can be articulated, Aristotle is mindful that we can still ask for their purpose, and we can still answer, and we will almost be forced to answer, that we do and we seek any of those things so as to be happy. And yet he cannot think of any other reason that can be postulated as yet more basic or yet prior to happiness itself. Hence, he has proposed for us an ethics that is intended to speak to those questions which must be asked by any generation and by any culture of how life should be fulfilled. What is it that would make life fulfilling? Sometimes, in the course of asking those questions, the answers that we give are so very strongly embedded in the ways that our own particular cultures have emerged that there could seem to be very little scope for personal decision. And yet, at other times in history, there will be more alertness to the fact that we have to make personal decisions about how to live out what is the goal of life, whatever it is that our culture has managed to articulate as regards the content of that goal. Aristotle's ethics also has had a tremendous legacy in emphasizing that. For while emphasizing that happiness is the goal, what is it that he thinks that happiness is? Aristotle has argued that happiness is living a life of virtue. Living a life, admittedly, with certain basic material necessities provided for, and if they fail to be provided for, if there is calamity or tragedy, for as far as Aristotle knows, it will be almost impossible for that life to be happy.